This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have not joined them yet, I don't understand. But that's okay, because there's still plenty of time. So go join them. Go to secondcalldefense.org. Join them today. Use my name, whatever. Get that first month for free. Joining us from the hub that is Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I was leading off. I ended the segment. In the last segment was something that I want to start with you, simply because this right here, if it turns into a trend, it could be quite problematic for us, and we might have to start loading magazines and running around the cities. Have you seen what Judge Posner from the Seventh Circuit is saying right now?
Yeah, I heard that segment, and my ears were bleeding. I mean, there's several things. That goes so far beyond judicial activism that it's unbelievable to have a judge who's swore an oath and a duty, a Hippocratic oath to all of us, who is ethically bound to follow the laws and the Constitution as you and I are, as I did. I took the same oath, basically, that he has. And for him to say what he is saying and do what he is doing is a travesty. He should be immediately disbarred. And I can't believe that at least the local bar in the areas and any bar association went and leased, start doing an investigation on him, should be impeached. As a federal judge, of course, he doesn't have to run for re-election, but he can be removed using the article of impeachment. And when you are refusing publicly to abide by the Constitution, the framework of the laws and legal work and legal foundation of this country, you don't have any right to be wearing a robe and sitting in judgment of other people. Who appointed him, by the way? Does anybody know?
Reagan.
And that's the thing with judges. You never know what they're going to turn into, and you never know what's going to happen to these guys. I thought Reagan did appoint him, and people say, oh, no. Well, you know, there's been several judges that have been appointed and have just opposite of what you think. And I'm not sure what causes it. But for him to say what he was saying, as an attorney, I couldn't do that. And he should be brought up, and that's a shame. But if you're looking at it, if you let this person get away with it, like you said, if there's another one, it's a trend that we can't stand. One thing that this country has above all, one thing that everybody hearing my voice and your voice understands, is that we are a country based on laws. And we have survived that way, and we are still the best country on this planet. And but for the Constitution of the United States, we would not stand. And now to have somebody essentially slap that in the face and say, you know what, much like Justice Ginsburg, if I was going to design a Constitution and give it to a country, it wouldn't be ours. That's ridiculous. And Bill, I'm so happy that you're paying attention to this, because everybody else on the radio with you should. And we as Americans, we got to quit sitting down and taking all this. This is our country, and this is what the Obama administration has created.
Well, you know, I look at stuff like this because I look at all of these little instances and these little things, and all of this leads to a shooting war. If it goes, you know, I don't know, if it gets to a point, like, I guess with in Posner's case, we're just supposed to let him make this up as he goes? Is that what he's saying?
Basically, you know, that's what he's saying. He's going to do what he's going to do, and the Constitution has no bearing on what he's going to decide and how he's going to rule. But and have you noticed? Trump's such a bad guy. He's the bad guy in this. That's you know, I'm ashamed sometimes of the fact that and I feel bad for the thousands and hundreds of thousands of American heroes, men and women alike, who have given their life in defense of this country and this Constitution when you have people kicking it and spitting on it like this. You know, this is America, and he can't get away with it. I mean, this talk about making somebody mad to read about this and understand this, and then how in the world can anybody stand in front of this person for justice and expect justice? If we as Americans don't believe that justice is going to be administered, if we don't truly believe that, then it will be anarchy. And you're right. There's going to be a certain point in time because of frustration and because there is no way to turn with people like this in control, it will end up being a shooting war. And I always wonder, when will we know that? Will we know that before the first shot's fired? You know, if our founding fathers were alive and could see what was happening, they would be beside themselves. The current administration, the current progressives, the Democratic Party, I assure you one thing, they hate our founding fathers because they were capitalists, and they're not. And they would not get along with them, and they don't understand. And it's gotten to the point, Bill, and you recognize that with these judges allowed to act like this, what's next? And it will be, because for every one of him that is speaking out loud, how many other ones are sitting on the bench and they can't wait?
Well, I mean, it's all about whenever one of these guys goes out and does something and they set precedent, then all of these judges start going by that precedent, even though that precedent may not have had any sort of grounding in constitutional law. So I can see this guy wanting to set all kinds of precedents. And, you know, that's I'm sure he will. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to go before his court. I would do. I'd probably run away.
Well, and look at it this way, Bill, and you hit the hammer on the nail on the head again. Where's it go on appeal? Where eventually does his precedence that don't exist, failure to follow res judicata, which is what happened with the prior courts decided, the precedent, where's it go? Well, you know, eventually it gets to the Supreme Court of the United States. And what if that stacked against us? It happens so easily, and people don't understand that. They think that the Supreme Court is beyond them, and the Constitution is the Constitution that's going to stand. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. Heller versus Washington, D.C., Chicago, McDonald versus Chicago, it's all going to stand. It's well-settled law. Well, you just found out how easy it was for it to be all undone, yeah. And that's what will happen.
Yeah, I've been saying here recently that the most powerful man in the United States today is Supreme Court Justice Kennedy, because he seems to be the swing vote. He's the swing vote that came up with gay marriage, and now he's the swing vote that decided that Texas state legislature doesn't even need to exist. So we're coming up on the first break before we go into that, because I want to ask you some more about this stuff, because I think all of this leads one day, Sean, to where I have to ask you to take off your nice blazer and put on that nice vest. So that's why I want to go in this direction. SecondCallDefense.org, any version of my name, any version of what goes on with the show, Lock and Load, Lock Load, Load Lock, Lock and Load, and with Bill and whatever, any version of that gets you the first month free. And you can, some of you guys decide to send it to the veterans, and Sean sends it to Honor Flight. Some of you guys want your money back. Sean don't care. He gets it back. So and he gets it back to you. So go join, because I don't walk alone when I walk out the door. You shouldn't either. Coming up on the first break, my guest is Sean Maloney. This is... We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
SecondCallDefense.org. You need to go join there right now if you're carrying a gun and going anywhere for self. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, this is the last thing. My guest this hour from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney, and we're talking about judges for a minute here now. Recently, Sean, the Supreme Court slapped Obama down on his immigration picadillos, and Obama got out there leading from the front this time and said, well, of course, I'm not going to pay no attention to that, and I'm still going to do what I do. Should Greg Abbott be doing, should he be saying the same thing right now to the Supreme Court regarding what he had going on in Texas there?
Well, you know, when things get so far out of whack, so to speak, I mean, that's a good term of art, there has to be a correction. And we have to remember that the federal government is there at the will of the states. And if we look at constitutionally and what the Federalist Papers were all about and what the protections that were given, that were afforded us, and how the federal government was reminded by the Civil Rights Amendments that you serve us. And the federal government only has the power not reserved for the states themselves. And our president and our executive branch totally forgets about that. And I think, you know, when Abbott takes a look at things, you know, what's the next step? You know, how can the courts, you can't follow their logic anymore. I mean, Rehnquist was something, I had a great constitutional law professor, and a Rehnquist decision was always something that was totally bizarre. You didn't understand how he got to the point he was going. And he got to his point because that's what he wanted it to be and was able to convince enough justices to agree. And that seems to be what's happening again.
Well, I mean, what we're talking about here, for those of you who don't know, recently Texas had a law that if you were a woman's health care center, i.e. an abortion clinic, you had to at least have the same standards of cleanliness and hygiene and everything else as an emergency room, not like a Jiffy Lube. And and a bunch of them shut down because they did not maintain that standard. And now the Supreme Court has vacated that and said it is illegal or unconstitutional to do that. And that's completely them making something up out of the air.
Oh, you know, and it is exactly making up in the air. And that's the point I was getting to. You know, the states have reserved the power for the health and safety of their women. Why in the world don't you want to have to have the same medical cleanliness, the same equipment? It's like a dentist's office. You know, there's several dentist offices that I know of. They knock you out. You know, it's still, you're using a general anesthetic and you're putting somebody in a medical induced coma, and they're required as the doctor's office to at least have the ability to revive something if something goes wrong. And although there's millions and millions of abortions that have been done, it doesn't mean that everybody that walks in are worry-free and trouble-free. And if the state of Texas chooses to protect their women and to make sure that they're doing what's best, you know, for medically to treat and take care of anything or any eventuality, and now we have the federal court saying you don't know better?
Well, as far as I'm waiting, what would happen with a Supreme Court ruling if a state just simply – well, I mean – since the Heller decision, we've had the SAFE Act. We've got everything California does. Then there's New Jersey. You know, all of these states that are out there have been allowed. When it comes to the Second Amendment, they're allowed to go states' rights.
You know, and I know the Massachusetts decision dealing with the stun gun. The Supreme Court slapped them down. But you know what's happened? You know what's going on with that? There really isn't anything to control these people. I guess you and I and everybody listening, we used to control what was going on in our government at the ballot box. You vote the bastards out. We seem to not be doing that anymore. And then, you know, in collusion with the press, Thank God for the internet. Thank God for Bill Frady's of the world, because the media, mainstream media, isn't going to tell us the truth. We have no idea what the truth is. And so we don't even know when to get fired up and when to act. And over and over and over, this is going to keep happening. And I think Texas is one of the states that probably above all, they're ready to become an independent nation. They got their, they have their own Navy. So
Yeah, they're the 13th largest economy in the world.
But, you know, it's a shame because right now things are out of control. Someone needs to be out there to put this whole country back on track. If you look at how ridiculous that opinion is, think about how ridiculous it is for people to discuss gun control after a terrorist kills 49 people.
Yeah. Well, I've spent a lot of time on that. I have spent a lot of time on that, so.
And that's why I've been saying it since I've known you. We have to get out of the couch. We got to call our friends. We have to make sure that we take it over. I think if anybody is out there, is our age, and can remember, Ronald Reagan was getting his ass kicked the whole time until just before he won, because everybody said he was going to lose. The media said he was going to lose. The first time Bush ran against Gore, I can remember standing at a polling place when MoveOn.org and all those people planted stories that don't even bother to show. Bush is getting his ass kicked. It's over. Don't bother to even show up.
Well,
and that's what the media is doing to us.
Well, one thing that I have noticed is that a lot of these polls are correcting when it comes, because now even CNN is saying that Trump is even with Hillary Clinton, which I think Trump's going to clobber like a seal, like a baby seal, and. So I have high expectations on that order. We're coming up on the next break. I want to talk about, when we come back, I want to talk about why all these pundits, all of these GOP pundits seem to be wanting to punt and run because Trump is coming, and get your opinion on that. Second Call Defense. Very shortly, they will be the presenting sponsor of this show. I've said that a few times from here on out. Very soon, like in about 6 weeks, this will be the Second Call Defense studio. That's because they do incredible stuff. And it's not just the defense they have for you. It's all the other periphery stuff they're involved in. All the radical havoc wreaking stuff they do. And we're about to level up on the hell raising. SecondCallDefense.org. Go join them. Then be a member like I am. We'll be back in just a second. This is Lock and Load. My guest is Sean Maloney. Hang on right to that.
Trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey, he's here. Join him. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Have you noticed, sir, how recently George Will made news for resigning from the GOP, and we got Bill Kristol, who was going to put David French out there as a viable third-party candidate, and Eric Erickson at Red State, and all of National Review Online. All of these talking heads are none of them like Trump. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that. I've been noticing this for quite some time. Everybody from, you know, the House, the Senate, the lobbyists, the companies. I think the only thing that draws a clear line for me is that people are of what he might do. People are terrified of the fact that everybody's gravy train it may be over. Other than that, I really can't see what they're afraid of. You think that, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, James Madison, they were all just extremely, extremely successful people. Some of them filed bankruptcy a half a dozen times, but they still kept at it. And we weren't supposed to be politicians. You were supposed to take your turn. I was supposed to take my turn, and it was something we were supposed to do. And certainly, I'd liken Donald Trump to that because he's been successful, arguably more successful than others and more successful at other times during his life. But what are they so afraid of? I can't figure it out. The only thing that I can draw a line with is that special interests are running for the hills right now, and they don't know what to do. And I think everybody is terrified that they might have to actually get a real job someday.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking that myself. But the other thing that I'm thinking is that, you know, in Congress, and I don't know what percentage it is, but, I mean, if I were to get out there and say, I want you to name 20 members of the House, everybody's going to run out at about 7. Because they're just, I mean, the rest of the members of the House just don't do anything.
No.
They don't put any bills forward. They don't, you know, unless they're the head of some committee when the party's in power or something, nobody knows anybody. And the same with some of these senators. So, you know, he's going to, if he becomes president, he's going to, and here's the thing. I mean, Obama set the standard with the imperial presidency. So Trump can come in and pretty much say, well, I was elected. I have a mandate. I was elected by the people to do it. They don't want this stuff. They're refuting this stuff. And it's true. It's true because all of these pundits, Crystal and all these other guys, they sit around all the time, and I think they sort of look down on Trump.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And how many times have you and I and all of us heard the comment that there's got to be somebody better than Trump out here? You know, they want somebody better, and people are so toying with people that got beat. And I said, folks, we live in a representative democracy. The people voted Trump over 14 other people when we just started. This is the system. This is the way we do things. And why all of a sudden do they want to change things because they don't like what's going on? It's interesting, and you raise a very interesting question. And I'm not sure what the answer is, but more than anything, Bill, they seem scared.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it is. I think that, well, I mean, look at what we've had. We've had the Republicans, GOP got out there and said, give us a House and we'll arrest Obama. As in, slow him down, right? Which we did.
Right.
Then they said, give us a Senate and we'll stop Obama, which we did. And he's still doing what he does. And he's done, I mean, just on Fast and Furious alone. They've got Fast and Furious. They just had a Benghazi report come out. Immigration, Obamacare is coming apart at the seams. There's plenty of things they could actually try to impeach him for. They won't touch him. They will not touch him. Because they're afraid of what the press is going to say, even though the press vilifies them anyway. They're trying to appease someone that wants to see them burn, which is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Somebody's going to stick their chest out at me and say, I dare you to do anything. I'm going to punch them in the solar plexus.
and that's why we love you, Bill.
Oh, okay. Well, I you know, getting out there, even these military veterans that are getting out there today that like this one Moulton, who's now a representative or something, got out there and said, well, you know, I can buy my gun that I carried in the sandbox online, which is a bold out-and-out lie.
Right, right.
But nobody on the GOP got out there and said, well, not unless it was made prior to March the 19th or May the 19th, 1986, Pally Boy. How old were you in 1986? Nobody said that. Nobody came out and said that. That would have been a valid point.
Yep.
So, you know, what do you think? I'm waiting to see all of these pundits go away. I'm waiting to see them lose all of their credibility, and I hope they go out of business, to be honest with you.
It needs to happen because we need to hear the truth, or at least we don't need to be continually spoon-fed lies. We have a First Amendment to protect us from what's happening right now, and the reason why that's happening is because the people with the power of the First Amendment have turned their backs on the people. They've turned their backs on the people that really give them the power and that support them. And the Second Amendment says that all the press, all the media, all the people that heretofore were afraid to properly inform us, we got your back. So now they're trying to just decimate the Second Amendment to further their purpose. And I don't know what George Soros is doing and what everybody, why they're so dead set against everything. That's the million-dollar question. But it's so important to these people that the Second Amendment no longer exists or be discounted to the point where only they can have it and only their security can have the right to use a firearm and right, because it's going to come down to, and we have to remember, the Second Amendment isn't about duck hunting. It's about protecting us from the tyranny of government. It's from making us what we grew up seeing in the Cold War to what the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union used to be like. That's where the protection was for. And right now, the media, who is protected by it the most, is completely trying to decimate it, and they are in somebody's pocket. And we can't forget that.
No. I have figured out, though, why they keep saying that whenever they talk about a civil war, but with us against the government, it's pointed out, well, we have Bradleys and we have these and that. And, you know, they're always thinking that the gun is the problem. And I guess they think these weapons are going to animate themselves and fight us for them because, you know, they believe the guns are the issue. So I guess, which I hope they leave them parked there because I know how to drive some of those things. I will have me a nice, shiny new Bradley. I know how to pilot one of those suckers. So, you know, we'll be going over the hill in a Bradley, Frady at the wheel, or on the sticks, as we would call it.
You know, it's nice to take the sport coat off and put the Kevlar on every once in a while. I appreciate the opportunity to do that.
It certainly is. It certainly is. We're coming up on the last break on the hour. This has gone by really fast, but it always does when we're all fired up. SecondCallDefense.org. I'm a member of Second Call Defense because I carry a gun for self-defense, plain, period. That's it. This is not some list. I have a lawyer already. I may not know him by name, but when I make the second call, first call to the police, second call to Second Call Defense, I have a lawyer. And very likely that's going to change the whole complexion of the way the process is going to begin with me because once you're in the system, you're in the system, you're going to need their help. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Stay out from in front of the Seventh Circuit, too. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. I noticed the other day, Sean, that Tennessee has joined Wisconsin by saying, okay, you guys want to make your business a gun-free zone, that's fine, but if something happens, that's on you.
I'm surprised that the legal community didn't grasp that sooner or didn't make that happen. I thought for sure that would have been a reality. It would have been a lawsuit that would have forced people to realize, if you're not going to let me protect myself and you don't protect me, you're going to pay. And that's what's going to change things in our favor. And then pretty soon it's going to be the guns welcome sign instead of the no gun sign. And so finally, common sense is coming to the forefront. With FASTER in Ohio, the Faculty and Administrator of Safety and Emergency Response Training that we do, our requests, Bill, are up 60% this year. 60%. People, and you know what? We've been arming teachers for, some 3 years or over 3 years now. And just, you know, what we've done, and the statistics are amazing. We have, I think, 160-some school districts in the state of Ohio now. We have 66 out of 88 counties. We have counties now that mandate that every school in their county have an armed personnel in there. And so we've come a long ways, and it makes a lot of sense that this is all happening. Yeah, we have 152 different school districts in Ohio with armed teachers. That's because finally people are using their head, and it's common sense. They understand now. And we as Americans understand the truth. And that's why lamestream media is working so hard to vilify everything to do with a firearm. It's because, we still have common sense and we're still using it. So and that's one thing that we're always going to have going for us is our ability to think. But again, it's our ability to use it. And I just hope it's not a keyboard commando that's all they are. Everybody's real tough behind the computer screen. And I want to tell you, Bill, and I wanted to thank you. We've been second call to fan. I know, that's it. They're real tough behind the computer screen. Now, let me see a draw from a concealment, or let me see you be willing to be my bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm.
But with second call defense and something I should have told you earlier, we're having record signups right now. And a lot of us do to you, and we know a lot of us do you because they use your name, and they're getting the free month because of you. And everybody is starting to understand that we do need protection. And if you use a protection, you do need an attorney immediately because people are talking about it freely like they never did before. So hopefully this keeps going on for the good of all of us. I taught a concealed carry class last Sunday, almost all women. And what was even more exciting, I didn't charge anybody anything. On my birthday, I happened to go into the Bureau of Motor Vehicles to redo my registrations for the cars. And I started up a conversation with a woman behind the counter who took my class. And she was the only person, obviously, who was protected in the whole place. And it's a government building, but it's owned privately, so they make their own decision on who can carry a firearm in there. And it was good to see that everybody stood up and said, all right, and I ended up with 17 people that were government employees that want to carry a firearm at work and protect themselves. And when a woman has a gun, we're so much better. You know, finally, I like to thank my daughter and everybody that we know. When as soon as they strap on a gun, you know, they're going to be 280 pounds and 6'5", rather than 98 pounds and 5'3". So I want to thank you, take the opportunity to thank you and thank all your listeners for what you're doing and the common sense decisions you're making, because every time there's another person like us on the streets, Bill, ready to protect ourselves and defend ourselves afterwards, we're all safer.
Do you, you know, they keep saying the numbers are 13 million Americans, but I keep hearing about how many people are getting their permits. And then we, what is it, 10 states with constitutional carry now.
Yeah.
It's got to be closer to, I mean, we got to be well over the 20 million mark, shouldn't we?
Nobody will put a number on it. If you look at it, and the last number I saw was somewhere between 11 and 15 million people, permits that people know of. Take a look at all the constitutional carry states now. Take a look at everybody else. Amazing, because I just was on the news a couple weeks ago because we just had the first quarterly report from Ohio on concealed carry statistics. We're up 130% from last year right now, and it's year over year over year, and what they're not telling us about either is the gun sales. Gun sales are still at a breakneck, insane speed. They are still exponentially blowing last year away. You know, nothing could ever be better than 2015. Well, 2016 almost has the whole year beat already.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're looking at 130 or 40 million households with guns. You're looking for at probably somewhere around 400 million guns. There's more guns in America than there are people, so we got that going for us.
I'm waiting to see if Ryan, you know, all those numbers belie the point that the Democrats are telling the people that, and with all the guns out there and all the people carrying guns out there in Ohio, 130% increase. No, what is the crime increase in Ohio?
Oh, it's down 25% since the
end. Oh, no. So that's that inconvenient truth for them that is coming. That's the thing he talks about.
I got a great editorial, a great one I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago when the FBI statistics came out 5 years after Ohio Institute, and I just rubbed it in all the faces of all the people that said there'd be blood running in the streets. I'll have to dig it up for you sometime, because that's the way it is everywhere. I mean, violent crime went down over 30%, I think, in Washington, D.C., and they didn't even sell a gun. But just the fact that someone could have a gun is just a huge difference. And, you know, the battle's still raging in D.C. Dick Keller is still raising his battle. He's still involved. You know, Dick didn't go away after Heller 1. There's Heller 1 through 7.
Yeah.
A lot of them are being taken care of by other people, but you know, we have to keep standing up for our rights and what we're doing. And with second call defense, I was hoping that we just make it easier and to take away some of the excuses and make sure that people understand that yes, you can do it. It's still a constitutional right. And you know, Laura Carno said it best in one of her books, and I've heard her speak on several occasions. You know, self defense isn't a civil right; it's a human right. And that drove it home for me. So
it's a natural right. You don't get out there and protect the gazelles by sawing their horns off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's a natural right. We're all of God's creatures are born with some self-defense method. Ours just happens to be between our ears. But, you know, the reason I push it so hard is because For anybody lives in that's listened to this show long enough, you know I have dabbled around with these programs, and Second Call Defense is the best of any of the other ones I've dealt with. It is the best, and I've dealt with two others, so it is the best. That's why I ended up with them, and you know, that's why I push them, because they cover all the bases, and they cover some bases that are not even going to come up, that nobody's even going to talk to you about, like cleaning up your carpet. That's going to be an issue. That's going to be an issue. That's why I push Second Call Defense. So you don't have to thank me. I like being a part of the machine, Sean. As we get ready to go away, we got about an hour and 20 minutes left in this. I'm going to let you take us out, sir, if you will. You can be my Captain Kirk. You finish this and just give us one more statement before you go away.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm going to keep this political. I'm a volunteer for the National Rifle Association. I'm a volunteer for everybody out there. And Bill and I work together. There's people like me and hundreds of us like, and you have to get off the couch and help us. It's easy to help. It's as easy as us asking our next door neighbor for help. It's as easy as if caring about what's happening in your community. And, you know, I appreciate, the opportunity really to represent all fellow gun owners out there. There, you know, if you think about it, when someone places their liberty in your hands, there's not a better pat on the back, so to speak. You know, and I appreciate everybody out there that does this for us. And I can assure you that if you're a Second Call Defense member, nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to care about you more than we do. And that's just something we do. You hear it in Bill's voice. He's looked at it. He was independent. And I'm lucky to have Bill Frady on my side, and I appreciate everything that everybody does. And don't give up the fight, whether it's a corduroy jacket or a Kevlar vest, folks. Don't give up the fight.
We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.